We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Elizabeth and Radar on 99.1 The Mix.
You have some good things happen on the weekend, some bad things. We'd call it the weekend highlights and lowlights. Want to find out what you have done? You can always call in 414-432-1099 if you got a maybe a brag sesh or another B sesh you want to put out there.
Yeah, right? You want to vent? What happened?
Exactly.
Or something good happened.
I was crying this weekend, but I will say, thankfully it was sunny because my shades could hide my tears.
Why were you crying? What happened? Like really, you were really crying?
I was. You could, and there's some videos where you could see me kind of like, you know, wiping underneath where your sunglasses are. I was in front of a bunch of people. Couldn't hold back the tears because it was senior day for my daughter, Lexi, at Alverno College Softball.
When it gets to the kids.
Oh, the kids just rip your heart
Radar
out, don't they?
Radar gets so emotional. I love it. That's what happens when you get to that point with your kids.
Yeah, we had the pregame ceremonies where the coach is talking, saying nice things about your kid, and you're like, oh my gosh. And then she got her jersey in a frame.
Yeah, that is so cool. They did that for the seniors. I saw that on your social media.
You got it posted on the Mix Facebook page now. And then I also got to throw out one of the first pitches. There's two other seniors on the team, one from Houston, Texas, and the other one's from California. So their parents got to throw out the first pitch. So there I am.
Wow.
Whoa, hold on. Let me wipe my eyes really quick.
You're getting misty-eyed right now.
Whoa.
Thinking about it.
Oh, absolutely. But I guess that's a highlight. Yeah. It's a highlight. The crying is the low.
Well, and
I can't hold back the tears.
Well, and because you're so proud, but also just hearing about Lexi's journey with Alverno softball.
Yeah, it's been huge.
And what it's done for her, that team is family to her.
Yeah,
and
she really loves it.
It's really just put her on such a trajectory for her life, of where she's headed. It's been amazing to watch this transformation for her. And the gratitude I'm sure you all have for the Alverno program.
Absolutely.
For the opportunities that they've presented to her. It's been really great.
Not only to her, but also to me. They've asked me to step in and do play-by-play basketball and for softball. So I've been able to use a little bit of my broadcasting knowledge and brought it to the college. Well, so, yeah, that's not a problem. I can do that. The funny thing was about senior day was I'm the one, and my wife Jess is the one who are crying when we're talking to Lexi or when we hear things about her or she talks to us about senior day. She really started bawling when she's got like her junior buddy, Sam. She's like, don't you cry. I'm going to keep crying. Oh my God. I'm like, you're crying more than we are because you're talking to Sam. And here we are like, hello, you should be crying seeing your mom and dad. And she's like, well, I see you guys all the time. Sam is the one I'm going to miss. Oh my gosh.
Right. It's hard when you have to say goodbye to a chapter like that. Well, I'm excited to see the game on Wednesday. I'm going to one of the games.
Coming out?
A doubleheader on Wednesday, 3 and 5 o'clock, right? 40, at Alverno.
43rd Street. Yep.
Yes.
You got it.
Yes. I will be there. We actually had a lot of baseball and softball going on this weekend as well, too. We were at the Maguanago softball game, the varsity game against Wilmot on Friday night because my husband's uncle was umpiring the game and his granddaughter is a freshman. She's a catcher on the team, Liv.
Oh, my
gosh. So it was kind of cool that Papa was able to ump for the granddaughter. And he doesn't hold back. Like, if you know Paul Eckert, the ump or the ref, it doesn't matter if you're his sister, his kid, his granddaughter.
Like, doesn't matter.
He calls it fair. So that was kind of cool. And then we saw our nephew pitching for Grafton on Saturday. But also, a really cool moment. Yesterday, I met my good friend Chrissy for brunch. And if you listened to the show a couple weeks ago, maybe you heard this story. Chrissy and I, she was my personal trainer at the WAC back in 2018, 2019, and then we still stayed friends all these years later. We found out we are related. We are third cousins. She posted on social media about some cousins that were visiting her that had the last name Putes. You guys, it's Putes. P-U-E-T-Z. It's not Pitts. It's Putes. That's our family. And I messaged her and was like, what do you know about Putes? Well, those are my cousins. My mom was a Putes. Hold up.
Wait a minute.
My grandma was a Putes. What are we dealing with here?
Pump
and that's
the
when we figured out that we are third cousins.
How crazy is that?
We got together and we were telling everybody that would listen. Anybody that would come to the table. How are you guys doing today? We're doing great. We're friends. We found out we're related. It was just the coolest discovery.
Awesome.
It was so cool. It was so cool to get together. And people and our families have since passed away. And so it's kind of fun to talk about those people and everything like that. So that was definitely a highlight for the weekend. And really, ask your friends what their parents and their mom's maiden names are. That's how we made this connection. Because when you get married, a lot of people change their last names.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the lowlights for a lot of people was the wind over the weekend.
Can that go away?
It's Earth Day, Mother Nature.
Can we just go away?
Turn the fan off for a while.
And you know you're in Wisconsin and you say, it would be warm.
Except for the wind.
How many times did we hear that this weekend?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.